You're tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia. It's Fresh Lunch right here with me, King Arthur, and it's time for Play for All. Now, Play for All is proudly brought to you by Development Workshop Namibia, and that is making a child's first steps the right steps as a partner in the Right Start campaign. Now, back in studio today is the ECD Visibility and Community Engagement Officer that is at the Development Workshop Namibia, Lafika Hayter. Hi, Lafika, how are you?
Hi.
How's your day?
Good, good.
Now, today we're talking about understanding the value that is of fairness in the early years. Now, what is the significance of fairness in early years of a child's development?
So fairness, I think, plays a very crucial role in a child's social and emotional development. Mm-hmm. So these are during the early years. So basically, it just lays a foundation for healthier relationships and fosters essential social behaviors. So we're talking about empathy, cooperation, turn-taking, sharing. So understanding the fairness helps children navigate these social interactions and develop vital skills needed for forming meaningful relationships, whether it's friendships or just even a sense of belonging through their family or community.
Exactly. And I think a lot of these things, children don't just grow up knowing innately, you know. Mm-hmm. So how can parents and caregivers encourage fairness and cooperation in young children?
So they can do that by promoting fairness and cooperation by modeling these behaviors. So remember, we always like to say that children like to copy and paste.
Yeah.
So the children see that you are a person who likes to share. You like to negotiate, and you've got patience. Mm-hmm. So you can model these behaviors through that. And then also taking turns during games, sharing toys, involving children in decision-making processes at home are very effective ways in teaching them fairness and cooperation.
Yes. And I think that's one thing that we all know about children is that, no, it's mine. Mm. It's mine. No, leave it. Exactly. Now, why is it important for children to learn about sharing as well as compromise?
So like I mentioned, social and emotional development. So these skills basically enable children to navigate social situations, manage conflicts, develop empathy towards others, and by practicing sharing and compromising, children learn to consider the needs and feelings of others, which lays the foundation and groundwork for healthier relationships, like I mentioned.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think also one of the problems that arise with children is that they have emotional attachments to their toys and to, say, games that they play, and I think managing their emotions with reference to that regard is very important. So how can parents help the children manage emotions and handle disappointment related to narratives such as fairness?
So parents can support children by managing their emotions by encouraging them open communication. I think this is one of the themes that has come out through all of our discussions. Mm-hmm. Open communications, validating their feelings. Okay, so this is your toy. Okay, I understand this is your toy, but Arthur would also like to play with it. Do you know how it feels if Arthur didn't have a toy, you know?
Yeah.
So also making them feel the other person, how they would feel, whatever the situation is.
Yes.
Additionally, teaching children resilience and empathizing the importance of patience and perseverance can empower them to navigate challenges related to fairness and confidence.
Yes, exactly. Now, let's look at a practical example and practical activities as well parents can actually use, that is to promote fairness and cooperation within their children as well.
Okay, so we've mentioned turn-taking, but then also organizing group activities where children can work together towards a common goal. So this could be, let's plant a garden. Mm-hmm. This garden is going to be great for us. We're going to have food that's for all of us. So making sure that the group work is there. So how about you plant the tomatoes? I plant the spinach. And then also, you could also do, when you do your game nights, parents like game nights, also incorporate the kids. I mean, even as much as they really can't comprehend, let's take 30 seconds.
Yeah.
The child could be the timer,
yeah.
You know, flipping the timer and all of that. So just bringing them into spaces where they're able to cooperate and be able to work together with other people as well.
Exactly. Now let's dive into now childhood educators as well as caregivers. Mm-hmm. And what role do early childhood educators and caregivers play in teaching fairness and cooperation, that is to young children?
I think it's important for educators to provide an inclusive environment where they are more supportive for the children, practicing sharing, negotiation, So let's take the puzzle, for example. You're busy with the puzzle, but I really want the puzzle. Mm-hmm. But after it's taking very long. So I need to find a different type of puzzle that is almost the same level as mm-hmm. the one that Arthur's playing with, just so I can have my patience in that moment and wait till Arthur's done, and then I can also take that. So also an exchanging. So I think it plays the same as what happens at home. So the sharing, the negotiation, the empathy, and then through structured activities such as cooperative games, group discussions, educators can still invalue fairness and cooperation while enforcing essential social skills.
Yes. Now, with reference to sharing, you know, and looking at fairness, sometimes conflict is inevitable within that particular dynamic. Now, how can parents and caregivers address conflicts that is related to fairness among siblings and peers as well?
So open communication, once again, so conflict resolution is a very important aspect of teaching children fairness and cooperation. So listening actively, helping children express their feelings and perspectives, teaching problem-solving strategies such as brainstorming solutions and finding compromises empowers children to resolve their conflicts independently, and then also providing guidance on empathy and perspective-taking helps children understand others' viewpoints and navigate disagreements. So by fostering a collaborative approach to conflict resolution, parents, caregivers, educators can also promote fairness and cooperation among the children in their care. But remember, they're only caring most of the time because they model it from their parents.
Yes.
So start at home, starts with what they see, and they'll be able to reflect it as well.
Exactly. And with that, thank you so much, Lefika, for joining us in studio.